Dr. Pinsky dictating email IME on April 4 regarding Jay, J-A-Y, Coleman, C-O-L-E-M-A-N. Jay Coleman is a 46-year-old male who reports that he injured his right knee at work on 7/31/19, but he was bending, twisting, and turning while picking up and carrying items when this occurred, but he did not fall or strike the knee. But he was seen at Cape Regional Emergency Room afterwards. Appeared he had further evaluation leading to a diagnosis of a torn meniscus. Appeared this was repaired surgically in September 2019. Appeared he has completed his course of active treatment. Appeared in paragraph as per his claim petition. Mr. Coleman alleged he was picking up a case of water on 7/31/19 and injured his right knee. Appeared treatment records show he was seen by orthopedist Dr. McAlpin on 8/6/19. Period. He gave a history that on 7/31/19 he was bending over to pick up a case of water and he felt a pop in his right knee associated with pain. Period. He denied any interim treatment. Period. He had a prior work-related injury on 7/3/18 when he was walking down a ramp on the back of his truck and fell forward onto his right knee. Period. He had a history remarkable for asthma, coma, sleep apnea, coma, and type 2 diabetes mellitus, as well as umbilical hernia repair. Period. Upon exam, Dr. McAlpin diagnosed acute pain of the right knee, as well as sprain of the medial collateral ligament. Period. He started the petitioner on medication and referred him for diagnostic testing. Period. New paragraph. Right knee MRI was done on 8/14/19 to be inserted here. Period on 9/11/19. Dr. McAlpin performed surgery to be inserted here. Period. Mr. Coleman followed up post-operatively through 11/12/19. Period on that occasion, Dr. McAlpin deemed he had reached maximum medical improvement for his work injury. But he does have considerable pre-existing osteoarthritis causing his current symptoms. But he was being released from their care at maximum medical improvement with work capabilities to be determined by his employer. Period. He was already working full duty at this time. Period. He had full extension of the right knee with 125 degrees of flexion. Period. Physical exam. General appearance, he complains of experiencing low back pain for the past year. Paired extremities lower, inspection revealed healed portal scars by the right knee. Paired the ravinous varicosities on both thighs. Paired there was no overt swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Paired motion on the right knee was full without crepitus, but the endpoint of flexion elicited tenderness. Paired motion of the left knee, both hips and ankles, was full in all plans without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Manual muscle testing was 5- for resisted right quadriceps strength, but was otherwise 5/5. Knee maneuvers. Scratch that. He was tender to palpation about the right knee. Lateral joint line, comma, medial joint line, comma, prepatella area, as well as the left knee, medial joint line, and prepatella area. Period. Provocative maneuvers could not be performed in the prone position. They were performed in a modified fashion, and he had a positive McMurray's maneuver. Period. Thoracic normal, lumbosacral. He was able to stand on his heels and toes. Period. He ambulated with a broad gait, but did not use a handheld assistive device. Period. He changed positions fluidly. He was able to squat to 70 degrees and rise. Period. Active lumbar flexion was to 70 degrees, consistent with his larger abdominal girth. Period extension bilateral rotation and side bend were accomplished fully without discomfort, or that section is normal. Impressions. On 7/31/19, Jay Coleman experienced pain in his right knee while simply bending over to load water and juice. Period, he did not sustain any direct trauma to the knee. Period, he came into the orthopedic care of Dr. McAlpin on 8/6/19. Period, he quickly underwent an MRI on 8/14/19 to be inserted. Breathlessness is followed shortly thereafter by surgery on 9/11/19 to be inserted. Breath physical therapy was rendered postoperatively. Breath followed up with Dr. McAlpin through 11/12/19. Period. New paragraph and put this in bold. Interestingly, Dr. McAlpin ascertained a history of a prior right knee injury in July 2018. Period. However, the petitioner currently denies this. Period. New paragraph is current exam. Found Mr. Coleman to be morbidly obese. Period. He ambulated with a broad gait consistent with his large body habitus. Period. He states he uses a knee brace for work and it is not here. Period. He did not require a handheld assist device for ambulation. Period. There was full range of motion about the right knee, but the endpoint of flexion elicited tenderness. Period. He had a positive modified McMurray's maneuver on the right, which was negative on the left. Period. New paragraph. There is 7.5% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory right leg. Period. I will apportion a considerable amount of this to what Dr. McAlpin described as extensive pre-existing degenerative abnormalities. Period. End.